Marlins looking to sweep the Giants. Giancarlo Stanton getting ready for the game. We'll take it to the top of the fifth. Stanton at the plate.
Here's the 0-1 delivery, and Stanton hits a high drive. Center field, span back, gone. And Stanton has his 25th of the year, and the Marlins take the lead.
One strike pitch.
A bloop into left field for a base hit. He just dunked one in. Stanton in to score, right behind him, Yelich. Stopping at second is Ozuna. And a two-run single for Boer makes it 5-3 Miami. He's in strikeout mode right now with a possible tying run at third. 7-6 Miami. 2-2 pitch on the way. Curveball grounded into right field, a base hit. Crawford in to score, heading for third, Hundley. And he'll stand at third as Giancarlo Stanton throws into second. And Miguel Gomez gets his first major league hit. It comes at a great moment to tie this game. The pitch on the way. And he hangs one. Hit high and deep into left field. Going back is Williamson. Still going back. At the wall. It hits the top of the wall and bounces into the crowd. On an 0-2 pitch, Contos hung a slider right out over the heart of the plate. And the Marlins have taken a 9-7 lead in the 11th inning. 9-7 Miami. The pitch. Swinging a high drive into deep left center field. Way back there. Still going. It is gone. And Giancarlo Stanton launches one, his second home run of the game. And that was a breaking ball away, and Stanton reached those long arms out, and he hit it over the wall in left center.
The Marlins win this one 10-8 in 11 innings. Stanton notches the 23rd multi-home run game of his career. Stanton's final line, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 2 RBIs, and 4 runs. The Marlins have won 5 of their last 6. The Giants go into the All-Star break riding a 4-game losing streak. Bruce Bochy and the Giants come up on the short end of a very disappointing loss. Giants lose 10-8 in 11 innings against the Marlins on Sunday. Here's what Bochy had to say.
It's been a tough half. I mean, there's no getting around it. And you know how that inning went. We had an error to start it by one of the best. And the 0-2 pitch, obviously, got away from George. And we've made too many mistakes 0-2. And really, you look at the game, how hard they fought to get, to put themselves in a position to win the ball game. And I said this yesterday, we've been there so many times, we just can't finish it. And had first and third there and one out. We just couldn't get that next run in. And Dyson goes out there and does just a terrific job to give us a chance. And, it's a tough way to end the last game of the break. The thing you have to keep doing, and they're doing that, is the way they got down, kept fighting. That's a pretty big hole we dug and had to go against their best relievers and put ourselves in a great position. Now someone has to come through to finish it off.
Johnny's ERA is up about 2 points from this time last year. Is
right.
There something overarching that you see with him?
Maybe it hasn't been quite as sharp. Yeah, that's fair to say. I know he dealt with the blister thing earlier, but he's making more mistakes than we're accustomed to. And I said this yesterday, that's a tough lineup, and they don't get shut down too often. And, one through eight, it's some good hitters over there. But getting back to Johnny, he just, hasn't quite been himself for the most part. Now, he's had some really good games. But, he set the bar so high last year here that it's hard to repeat that kind of year.
In your career, have you had any first halves comparable to the one you have this year?
I can't think of one, to be honest. You try to fix a hole in the dam there, a dike, and put your finger in it. Another one springs open, and that's what we're trying to get straight here. A lot of good things, have happened. Whether it's in the bullpen, like I said, Dyson. You guys look like they're picking it up a little bit in some areas. We've been scoring a few more runs if you look at the last road trip. But you know, we came home, and you know, got shut down, then we'd score all these runs, and we still lose. So that goes with a tough half or tough season. You get to pitching, you don't hit enough. You score runs, you don't get to pitching. That's kind of what's happened.
Could you talk about the confidence you had in Gomez in that situation and the kid delivering the hit to tie the game?
Another bright spot today. You know, here's a kid that doesn't have a hit in the big leagues facing a tough pitcher, and with two strikes, he put the ball in play, and he got the barrel on the ball, and ends up, you know, getting a huge hit for his first hit to tie the game. So, you know, that's when you think, you should win that game when something like that happens, and we couldn't do it.
Boach, how much of a factor do you think it is that Cueto missed so much of spring training and he's had kind of an off year?
I think he's fine as far as the time he missed. I mean, we're pretty deep into season now to where, you know, I don't think that's going to affect him. He's been pretty good. Now, you look at a lot of games he's thrown, the quality starts. Now, like I said, last year he was just off the chart good, but he's been pretty good. You know, he's had a few games. You know, today we cashed in three of his runs. That's going to send your ERA up. I look at the starts and the guys who give us a chance to win, and he's been consistent at that.
After the break, the Marlins will be in Miami to host a series against the Dodgers. The Giants will be in San Diego for a series against the Padres.